And right before Putin, Trump had been in the same city. Xi saw him off with a public warning about the Thucydides trap. That line wasn't aimed at the cameras, was it?
No, it was the price tag. The pivot of this year is not really about who has the bigger navy or the bigger consumer market. It's about the calendar. Who comes when, who calls whom, who waits, that calendar now belongs to Xi.
Okay, but Washington still runs the world's reserve currency and most of the alliances. So how does a calendar reshape any of that? Walk me through it.
Three pressure points. First, Taiwan without an invasion. The UN has climbed from 6th to 2nd among the currencies on TSMC's supplier invoices. Every quarter, the dollar share drops. Taipei's room to refuse Beijing on chip licensing narrows.
Huh. So coercion through plumbing, not through ships. That's a much harder thing to deter. Honestly, there's nothing to scramble jets against.
Right. Second point, Ukraine. Putin isn't in Beijing to ask for weapons. China is too clever for that. He's there for contracts, gas, agricultural goods, ruble-yuan settlement. Every contract signed is a sanction quietly circumvented.
But these are the same deals analysts were skeptical about a year ago. Discounted gas, opaque payment rails. Is the volume actually big enough to break a NATO assumption?
It doesn't have to break it in one summit. Sanctions work by being expensive to evade. Every routed contract makes the next one cheaper. That's the curve to watch, not any single deal.
Fair. And the third pressure point, that's energy, right? The Hormuz piece you mentioned earlier.
Yes. Iran's been routing dozens of tankers a week through Hormuz, and Beijing collects a premium on each one paid into a UN-denominated escrow. Quiet money. Permanent money. The petrodollar didn't collapse. It just got a competitor.
Okay, but the pivot isn't unconditional. What's actually holding Beijing back? Because every analyst who said this 5 years ago underestimated the breaks.
Three breaks. Local government debt is now roughly two-thirds of GDP that constrains Belt and Road generosity. The working-age population shrinks by millions a year. And every state that signed a UN settlement deal also quietly built a dollar escape hatch. The pivot is real, but it's not yet a takeover.
Bring it home to Romania. We're at NATO Eastern Hinge. We host two American battalions. What does Xi's calendar mean for someone sitting in Bucharest reading the morning news?
We just signed two contracts that matter, the Daman Mangalia frigate and the Doishti small reactor site. Those numbers buy us a seat at the Western table for the next decade. We're not in the queue at Beijing, but we're in the second row of consequences from it.
So what's the 72-hour watch for a listener? Where do we actually look to see whether this summit was theater or pivot?
Three things. The joint communique, does it name Taiwan or hide behind regional stability? The energy annex, does ruble-yuan settlement extend to liquefied gas? And the silence from the White House. Silence after a competitor's summit is the loudest signal of all.